The case stems from an injury to then 16-year-old Cassie Fenning, who was hit by a golf ball while riding in a beverage cart during a tournament at the Marion Elks Country Club in 2006. Fenning alleges her grandfather, the Elks Club, the company which owns the beverage cart, and the golfer who hit the ball were negligent in not providing her advanced warning of the dangers of the course or offering adequate supervision. On Monday, Fenning's lawyer, Christine Marcuselli, asked the state's highest court to send the case back to the trial court because her client should not be considered a participant in the event and therefore could not reasonably have been expected to know the rules, procedures, and inherent risks of a golf course.
Cassie Fenning was not a sports participant in the usual sense of the word. Therefore, defendants should not be protected by the heightened standard of duty granted to co-participants in sports. Rather, each owed her a duty of ordinary care, and their liability for that breach of duty should be determined by a jury.
Defense attorney Linda Polly argues Fenning should be considered a participant because she was part of the event as a whole, regardless of whether she was playing. Lawyer James Giffen, arguing on behalf of the golf club, says being on a golf course, and even being hit by an errant shot, does not present an unreasonable risk under Indiana law. And Kyle Persinger, representing the estate of Fenning's grandfather, argues there was no reckless or negligent behavior to support a claim that Fenning was not properly supervised. IU Maurer School of Law senior lecturer Seth Lahn says it's fine points like these that may have led the court to accept transfer of the case.
It's easy to see how some of the broader issues could be left indistinct. And periodically, really the job of a state Supreme Court is to step in and try to bring some clarity to that.
The case was heard at IU because of an ongoing program by the state's Supreme Court to hear cases on the campuses of universities. Previously, both the Grant Superior Court and the Indiana Court of Appeals have found in favor of the defendants in this case. For WFIU News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski.